I have the theory to correct that in a way. It means that I can't just...
You know, you can't control.
No.
No, he wasn't asking you to do anything. He just said, is there any experience that you think this is, I am this experience?
And yeah. I have it here. Is there any experience that you think I am this experience? So when do we think I am this experience all the time? With seeing and with hearing, we think it's my seeing and my hearing when we don't know it as just only Dhamma.
Like now.
Yeah. Or like talking now and thinking.
Like this
instead
moment.
Of attending to the characteristics one at a time. And they always escape us.
Okay, what sees? You are seeing consciousness?
What sees? The seeing sees. A Dhamma. But it's only theory. I'm parroting. So it will take a long time to realize that.
Mm-hmm. Can anyone make it shorter?
Nobody. That was stressed these days, when it is difficult, you can't make it easy. Mm. Also in the Thai discussion.
Can't you try harder? Work harder?
Then you go further away from the goal. It's worse. Someone was asking also, do we take a rock for self?
So everything is self, not just a rock. If you take rock as a self, you take everything for self.
How do we take a rock for self?
And it doesn't exist. They say a concept, and can we take a concept for self? But we can. Because once you said also, you can say anatta also of concept, because it is not self. So it is also anatta, even panyati.
Is that conclusion?
Question, I think.
No, he wants to explain to us.
If everything is anatta, and you take anatta for self, you take everything for self, is that conclusion? Rock, pens, everything.
Yeah.
Impossible.
What is impossible?
To take everything for self.
To take a rock for self.
Mm-hmm. It's not possible. But the hardness you take for self when you touch it.
When you touch a rock?
Mm-hmm. It's not the rock.
Do you take the rock for self?
No, the hardness.
Of rock?
Well, you call it a rock.
The hardness of a rock is always a rock.
Take it for something permanent, though.
That's why there are two words, attanutiti and sakkayaditi.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So a rock can be taken as
attanutiti. Because the attanutiti is a titi which does not understand realities as not permanent, not sukha, and not atta. So the meaning of not atta is the right understanding. So the atta is opposite.
So this atta,
nutiti,
it doesn't mean anything to do with self, in fact. It's
sakkayatiti is also atta nutiti, but atta nutiti is not always sakya.
So sakkayatiti is like a subset, a smaller group of atta.
Yes. In the Satipatthana Sutta, when we read about the rupas of the body, why does it, in the first section, just refer to the rupas of the body? Why not all tangible objects?
Do you think of your body like you think of tangible object, or your body?
Well, like you were saying, if you touch the hardness of the rock, mm-hmm. you don't think of it as your body, mm-hmm. but if you touch the hardness of your leg, mm-hmm. you think of it as my body.
Do you usually take rock for yourself to be your own?
No.
That's it.
Because of the strong sense of self.
It's so very daily life, what you used to think is not right, but when there's understanding, you know better what is what.
Could you say it's because the wrong view is stronger, concerned with the rupas that are taken for the body?
Everyday life.
That's very good, Anjan. Can you expand on that about the daily? It's just like daily life, except
exactly
better understanding.
Yeah. What you take for self and what you do not take for self.
Just it doesn't change.
Yeah.
But more understanding.
Yeah.
What about visible object, for example, so it's not rupas of the body, but one still takes it for
the same, exactly.
Well, why isn't it included in these rupas in the first section of the Satipatthana Sutta? Why is it just concerned with the rupas making up the body?
Because everyone has body.
Sorry, what's your question again?
My question is that when we read about the rupas in the first section of the Satipatthana Sutta, they are referring to the rupas of the body, which are experienced.
The body. Of the body.
The body, yes. So my question was why specifically it's concerned in this section with the rupas of the body rather than all rupas which are experienced and misunderstood.
Either you think about most of the time.
Well, not just of the body, but also of the
but
visible
you do
object.
Not lose your body at all.
Do not?
You do not lose your body at all. It's always with you. It's always me.
Always there. Yeah, busy with it.
Thinking.
Yeah. But couldn't one say that about the sounds and the visible
the
objects?
Eyes. Yes.
Your ears, your hearing.
For example, the
kidney, your heart.
Well, to be fair, often we're thinking of other people.
Yes,
rather than ourselves.
But more
like,
of the body.
Now as we are sitting here talking, there's a lot more attention.
Do you think of the other's body?
Yes. Isn't that right?
Where is your body then?
My body is
always
there
here.
In the background,
yeah.
But not necessarily in the foreground. Talking of nimitta. And
you may have a backache or something. Oh, you're hungry.
But I think that we also think a lot about the visible objects or the sounds experienced.
It's there all the time, even you don't think about it. Mm-hmm. Deeply rooted as my body.
Yes, I'm sure that's right.
And is this the reason why it's given in the first section of the... because of the importance?
I have no time to think about whether it comes first or what, yeah. But since it's there, and there's clinging to it.
And actually another friend on DSG had a question about, according to the Visuddhimagga commentary, the internal rupas are limited to the five pasada rupas. What about the other rupas within oneself, such as heart place and so on? In other suttas, it seems the definition's broader, so the internal rupas, is it in these texts, is it just limited, it's defined as the five pasada rupas?
No.
Are those just examples?
In Visuddhimagga, it's explained, it's your own and not outside the others. It's said in the text.
So it includes all. But according to one definition he read, it was just the five pasada rupas.
Sometimes in the sutta. Yeah.
There are two meanings of inner and outer rupa.
Yeah.
When it's your own, it's inner.
Yes.
But even it's your own, which one is the inner? Five ones.
Five pasada rupas.
Right.
Okay, not all.
As inner rupa.
As inner. I see. The inner within the inner.
Two meanings.
Two meanings.
The whole body is inner.
Yeah, yes.
And among the inner, yeah. What is the innest?
The innest is the
yeah.
Five pasada. Oh,
right.
Okay, this is it, not
mm-hmm.
all.
Yes.
This is referring to.
Why?
It's important.
Could you
pasada rupa is so important.
Why? So important?
No pasada rupa, no seeing, no hearing,
no
tasting.
The seven rupas will not appear without the five pasada rupas.
What are the seven rupas?
Four and three.
Three are
tangible
objects.
Oh, right.
So there are seven.
Could one say it's because these five are the gross, you know,
yes,
rupas?
In the sense that it can be conditioned for seeing and visible object and the other object appear. Without all these five, nothing appears.
Couldn't one also say that without heart base, all the other cheetahs couldn't arise?
Without blood, without vein, one cannot live. But what appears now?
Well, couldn't one just say what appears now through the sense doors? Also, actually, Nina, you wrote, rupas produced by karma are not classified as present, past, and future. Why is this? Why are rupas produced by karma not classified as past, present, and future?
All rupas are conditioned. Rupas arising and falling away.
But in the text,
in the Tika text to the Visuddhimagga, it talks about all other kinds of rupas, for example, rupas produced by temperature or citta, being classified as past, present, and future, but it says that those produced by karma are not classified as past, present, and future.
Because the karma is past.
Could you believe that? It's there.
Well, it,
it does
strange.
Not fall away. It's there all the time.
But maybe the cause is in the past, maybe that aspect only. Karma, the cause is in the past.
But still the rupas produced by karma would be present, past or future just the same, so I don't know why it doesn't mention it.
What is the heading?
It's under rupas produced by karma, and the text said rupas produced by karma are not classified as present, past or future.
While the others
are
arising and falling away.
It must be a special aspect.
So we have to read the whole
That's it.
Story.
We cannot take it out, this detail.
Okay, another question. This is also from the Visuddhimagga and the Tika. One who sees internal rupa, ajatika rupa, as foul, as a supa, fully understands nutriment consisting of physical nutriment. Why only internal rupa? It says the one who sees internal rupa as foul understands nutriment. But
The rupa of the own body,
yes,
in this case, when you see that as foul, then...
But why only the rupas of one's own body as foul? Why not
only?
No, it just says the one who sees internal rupa as foul understands nutriment condition. Does it mean any rupa, or I just didn't understand why it said internal?
Is it not enough to see one's own
body? But it doesn't mean just limited to that. You mean just because usually it's one's own body one takes as most beautiful or
as
most
much
super?
As it's useful to talk about. I think that by understanding more and more characteristics of realities, it brings more and more understanding. Actually, we don't have to name or call it pasa.
And one other small question relating to rupas. Often we read about rupas that being afflicted, the afflicted nature, and it gives the examples
Upana in Pali is to be molested or afflicted by heat, by cold, by hunger, gadflies.
And usually the examples are given are always relating to the body, how the body is afflicted by hunger and thirst and this and that. But can one refer to any rupas as being afflicted?
Not by thirst. The rock isn't affected by thirst, but
they talk about mountains wearing away.
Usually heat and cold.
So any rupas afflicted by heat and cold.
As you can experience, or as you can see or understand.
Now, so how is visible object afflicted?
As you can understand, can you burn the visible object, but you can burn hardness, and at that same time, there is no visible object of hardness anymore.
Yeah. To me, it's like an introduction into impermanence. It's not the deep understanding of impermanence.
I think that it depends on the listeners, because anyone who can understand by such explanation is explained that way. But that is not enough, never enough.
No. We sometimes have arguments on DSG. Some members think rupas don't arise and fall away quickly. They think it's like a mountain slowly erodes, or a body gets older. That's what impermanence of rupa means. They don't believe that rupa actually arises and falls away, because they quote those suttas, don't they?
At the end of this chapter in the Visuddhimagga on the subject of nutriment, it gives that
simile or the example of the parents who killed the child and ate the flesh, and how such solid food should be regarded not for pleasure but to cross the jungle and to show the danger of vipalasa. But of course people are very put off by this example.
Most people.
Why choose this particular example, do you think? Why give an example of the parents killing the children to give me?
The child went up and down until it got so tired and died. That's another story. I think that's in the commentary.
Right.
To understand why do we eat?
The foulness of food and the detachment and the danger of the attachment. Money. But I thought it did actually say that they killed the child, but maybe it's...
There is one example where they did kill
them. They did kill... I'm sure in this one...
So they're all going to die, so they decided to kill
this is the one that's given in the Vasudhimagga at the end. It said they killed the child to eat the flesh in order to cross the jungle.
Mother or father?
The parents.
Cannot be both, one. No, because there's no killing. Otherwise, we have to find out who kills.
Both can kill.
They took the food for medicine?
No.
No. Mother cannot kill.
Or father can?
And father cannot, so no killing.
But I'm sure it does say the parents killed the child.
Maybe it's a translation.
Idea of killing.
Translation.
There's an example of a woman with her child crossing the desert, and it got so hot, and finally she put the child down on the ground and stood on the child. Because to keep her, you know. I think the child must have died already, actually. Yeah, that's a different one.
My story and Nina's story are the same.
Really?
Yeah. Mine have intention to kill, but that's the child.
When you say that people who have listened to the Dharma have understanding stemming from listening, they know that moha, ignorance, is the greatest danger. Do you here mean ignorance including wrong view?
Without ignorance, there cannot be wrong view.
I saw something Hattu put on the web yesterday, I think it was, or the day before, where he quoted a, must have been a Burmese translation of the Tika to somewhere, and he was saying, in this case, avijja is considered micha pati pati, wrong practice. I thought that was quite interesting. Have you heard that, where avijja, I think he was referring to something
Micha in... Avijja.
Avijja is Micha Pati Pati in this case. And he was translating something in Burmese. I thought it was a good way of describing Micha Pati Pati. Because so many people think Pati Pati, they think it's something you have to do, some physical action, whereas this is clearly showing Pati Pati is just Avijja.
I've heard about this Micha Pati Pati.
Have you? Yeah.
Yes.
So there can be right practice with just Vijja or wrong practice with Avijja.
The boxing of course, I think.
Have you heard of ignorance given as micha pati pati?
Directly or indirectly?
Yes, I've heard of indirectly before.
And when we say, the only hindrance is ignorance, this because, as you say, it's conditioned for wrong views, so it's included already.
Talking about pati pati, I think it's important to note that pati pati practice is just citta and cittasika, really, isn't it? It's not... But whereas most people think it's some physical action that has been done, it's really wrong understanding of what pati pati is.
Because literally in Pali, pati is particular, and pati is approach or attain or reach, which is awareness that can reach the characteristic, a particular characteristic at a time.
So nama or rupa. Really? That's one of the meanings of pati.
This is the meaning of it, because pati is always particular.
Well, how did Buddhists go so wrong then with their understanding of pati pati?
Because the Thai use the word pati pati for time to do.
But Burmese is the same, don't they?
I don't know the word they use. But actually people think that they have to do something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Once we talked about it, that the one pati is a different word from the other pati, different stems or different meanings.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think it's
and
more what's the meaning of pati then? Pati, pati.
In Thai you say tung chipo.
Because it's translated from pati, which is particular, and pati, to reach.